Welcome back to Life Saving Ministries. This is Minister Linda here along with Dr. John Paul, continuing our study in the Word of God on the Holy Spirit firepower that shines in and through us with pinpoint precision like a laser beam going before us as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We are to be like sunbeams of light radiating like a lighthouse across the way. Today's gospel program is being sponsored by Jim Mazda. We are very pleased to highlight Chris Karamvokas, sales manager, as a golden gem in the automotive car sales industry. They are conveniently located at 1465 Capital Circle Northwest, Tallahassee, Florida 32303. Their website is www.jimmazda.com, or you can phone them at 850-576-7138. They make you feel like a precious gem from the time you enter their establishment until you leave a satisfied customer. They are a gem of a company with a gem of high-performance products for a gem of a price. Mazda leads the pack with number one products for sales nationwide. Consumer Reports ranks Mazda number one in their car brand reliability rating. They have great teamwork and great work ethics. They exhibit courteousness, hospitality, and respectability. They have trained sales personnel. No gimmicks, no high-pressure sales, just truth in action. They have quality, expert technicians. Their number one priority is customer satisfaction, along with quality, expert service. They deal with many highly rated financial institutions to make it possible for you to drive home with the vehicle of your dreams, whether new or used. You will be feeling like a golden gem. Don't wait too late. Don't hesitate. They have their 0.9% interest on all their new 2021 vehicles for 60 or 63 months. People come to Jim Mazda for the very best deals in this region. Stop by Jim Mazda today. You'll be glad you did. We can attest to that. The Lord's divine light of the Spirit, the fire of God, is as the light of God. All light has a source. The Lord's light is an all-consuming fire, consuming all that comes before us. It goes before us. Ways to keep your heart on fire for God is to pray, meditate, serve others, fellowship with believers, and share the good news. Do you find yourself shedding the light and fire of God? We are called to be flaming ministers of fire. The fire is the Word of God that goes before us. It will divide and pierce to the inner core of our innermost being. Fire symbolizes the presence of God among His people, God's power, holiness, and protection over His people. Fire is a metaphor for tests, trials, and tribulations that birth transformation, that purify. Fire puts us through spiritual refining. In 1 Peter 4:12 through 19, it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator." Fire is a refining influence on our spirit. Job 23:10 says, "But He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Psalm 66:10 says, For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Isaiah 1:25. Isaiah 48:10 says, Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Malachi 3:3 says, And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. 1 Peter 1:7 says, That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 4:12 says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Life will present test trials and tribulations, for it is the test trials and tribulations that birth transformation. It is pain and suffering that births obedience unto God. We will undergo spiritual test. Divine methods are used by testing the believers, by demanding great sacrifices. Genesis 22:1 says, And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. Genesis 22:2 says, And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee. We also are tested by being led in difficult ways. Deuteronomy 8:2 says, And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments. God knows our every motive, our every intent, and he brings to our conscious remembrance what we must do to come back in alignment. We are given opportunities for choice. 1 Kings 3:5 says, In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I shall give thee. God is always giving us opportunities and free will choice. The only thing we have control over in this life is our choices. Sometimes we will have hard tasks that come before us. John 6:5 says, When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? John 6:6 says, And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Jesus always knows what he's going to do ahead of time. He's a behind the scene, on the scene, on time God, and his time is the right time. We must walk in his will, his way, and his time. We will be permitted to suffer when in the pathway of duty. Paul and Silas in Acts 16:23, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Acts 16:24 says, Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. God permits temptation to come unto us because we have to make a choice to either yield to temptation or resist temptation so that the devil will flee. James 1:2 says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Obedience reveals to the world our love for God. Chastisement reveals to the world God's love for us. Deuteronomy 8:5 says, Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Psalm 94:12 says, Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law. Proverbs 3:11 says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction." Proverbs 3:12 says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." John 15:2 says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." Revelations 3:19, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." I want to talk to you about the fiery furnace, the crucible of life, and compare it to silver and gold. Dross is the impurities of gold and silver, just as dross is the impurities of sin. And the gloss is God's light giving glory unto the Father. When the gold and silver is purified in the fiery furnace, the dross rises to the top and it is skimmed off. And that skimming of the dross is used to gloss vases that go into king's palaces. So let's liken the dross of sin to the gloss and polish and the shining light that God, when he comes to indwell us, is revealed. Sin must be burned out in the fiery furnace of tests, trials, and tribulations. Then the dross of sin will rise to the top. It will resurrect and be skimmed off so that the new man will shine with a shiny polish of light, which will radiate the glory of God shining in and through him. The fire is used for the purification and transformation process. Remember, it only takes a spark to get a fire going. The Word of God is a consuming fire, and when we speak the Word of God, it will cut through the chaff, the sin. It is the Holy Spirit fire that dwells within, that quickens us, and the Holy Spirit can then convict us. So we are, once we receive the Spirit, we are commanded, quench not the Spirit, which is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:19. I want to share a piece with you from Rosemarie Jones, who takes all of her work into the prisons via her books. The Father's Voice is one of her books, and one of her pieces says, "Let no man douse your flame. Beloved, I love you. I have built a fire within you, burning with my Holy Spirit oil of anointing. My roaring flames of power ignite your performance of good works amongst men. Fueled by the revelation of my word, your blazing call burns with red-hot zeal for my gospel. The secret to your heart is my Holy Spirit fuel, igniting your hungry heart. Wisdom restrains you from smothering my purpose with foolish decisions. Your grateful heart prevents smoldering complacency. Love keeps you from dousing my flame with bitterness and resentment. Your bronze bed of coals warms the chilled. My word kindles your fire with faith. Quench not your holy helper by usurping your own strength. Continue in your reliance upon my Spirit's ardency to move, live, and have his being through you. The release of my Spirit's power through your roaring flames defines supernatural life. Let no man douse your flame, your Father. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." You must call upon the Father to be led by the Spirit. The process is very simple. The key is your conscious awareness of the Holy Spirit gently leading and drawing, always going before you. His guidance is like following the aroma of fresh homemade bread, unseen but present. I must remember to follow him. Submit yourself to the third person of the Trinity as a yielded vessel so that you will no longer yield to temptation. You will put sin behind you through letting go of your past besetting sins and yielding not to temptation, but yielding to the Word of God and submitting yourself to God's will. giving up self-will. You must give your spirit, body, soul, mind, will, and emotions. He is like a cloud whose path is undergirded by the breath and winds of the marvelous Spirit of God. You must be careful and be sensitive to the Spirit at all times, keeping Christ in your conscious remembrance. Praising God with a heart of thanksgiving and rejoicing always is the healing agent that births joy within, in order that we might give God all honor, glory, and praise. I want to play Carol Robertson singing All the Glory.
I want my life to bring glory to the one who died for me. I want to live and tell the story of the man from Calvary. I want my hands to fold and pray to the Lord every day. I want a heart so warm and tender that His love can shine through. I want to be part of the splendor of what the mountain when I tell about His love, then fall down beneath the fountain that flows from above, and lift up the cross to the dying.
Are you living a life of richness, fullness, vastness for God, revealing His splendor and grandeur, giving Him all praise, honor, and glory? Are you shining like a light upon the hill of the city? Faith sparks an arc that unites us with an everlasting, unconditional love through God's mercy and grace shed abroad in human hearts. It only takes a spark to get a fire burning, setting us on fire with a passionate ember within the confines of the human heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul, which purifies, justifies, and sanctifies us through the blood applied through Jesus Christ, atoning, anointed, shed blood on Calvary, where He hung to die via crucifixion for us. It only takes one drop of blood, one word called love, and one healing touch from our Almighty Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. This is what brings us into an attitude of gratitude, of servitude, with a burning heart's desire to serve God. We will have Red Sea experiences, burning bush experiences, and whale of a tail experiences. It's the all-consuming fire of God purifying and chastening us to show the world that He loves us enough that we should not perish, but we should have everlasting life. When we are led by the Spirit and truth, we are victorious and glorious for Christ, that God might be glorified. All battles are won in Neology 101. We must stop, drop, and pray. I want to play the last song for you today called I Bowed Down on My Knees and Cried Holy by Michael English and the Gaither Vocal Band. Love God's way. Until next week.
I dream of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried holy. The angels be there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. Then I said, take me to Jesus. So He's the one who died for all. I bow my knees and cried holy. As I entered the gates of that city, I talked with Mark. There was Timothy. Oh, but I said, Timothy.